Good evening, everyone. This is National Consultants Richard and Mary Moido. Thank you for being on the call tonight, Investing in Your Business. We do have a very special guest on the line tonight, and we got lots of exciting things that are happening in Ambit Energy from around the world. And so we just want to make sure you guys have paper and pen, and feel free to text out to anyone and let them know that this call is happening right now. It happens at the same time, Sunday evenings, 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And right now in Japan, what time is it?
It is 11 a.m. Monday morning.
11 a.m. Japan Standard Time and Monday morning. So once again, thanks for being on the call tonight. You know, it's always exciting when you have someone that is new that comes into the industry, comes into the business, and you see them take it heart and soul and just build a phenomenal business the way that Ambit intended, you know, for us to build it. And, you know, that's definitely true for executive consultant Scott Schaefer, who we got to work with closely in Japan while we were there. And he's now back in Japan. He just, I think, survived the largest super typhoon that's ever hit Japan, possibly in the history of Japan, that just kind of cleared out yesterday. And so he's definitely on the line with us tonight. So I want to just check in real quick. Scott, are you there? Can you hit on mute?
Oh, we thought heard I'm, and then that's all we heard, Scott. I think you just muted yourself.
Scott, are you there? Hang tight, everyone.
Hit star one if you muted yourself, Scott.
All right. Well, we're going to see what happened with Scott. He'll be on here in the line just a minute. Could be that his Wi-Fi went out or something. Who knows? But, you know, a couple of things that are happening that are pretty exciting right now in Ambit. I don't know if you saw this, but definitely just recently released where the Ambit Go Cards, which was a new tool that got released at Ambition, that Mary and I had the privilege earlier this year after simulcast of piloting the program and proving that the tool works to gather customers as well as consultants. They just announced running a special, which is 25 cards for $50. So that's at $2 a card. And you can buy as many bundles as you want. They just wrapped up doing a sale that was a bundle package, a pack of 10 magazines and a pack of 25 cards for $75. So they're now pushing the cards because they've seen how well these cards work, and consultants from all across the country and soon to be in other parts of the world too, because I know they are going to be releasing these for Canada as well as Japan, even though they do work there, but they're going to be made to fit for the Japanese consultants as well as the Canadian consultants as well. So I would fully take advantage of that. I actually did not see how long that sale is running, but I don't anticipate it to run more than a few weeks. So make sure you guys take full advantage of those cards. And then the other thing is we've got Ambit Power Trip that's coming up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We've been busy putting that event together with top leaders from around the country. It is going to be a stellar event. The important thing about this event is that it is the first big event that Vistra Energy is going to see the field put on. So Ambit Corporate put on Ambition. And Ambition was happening whether the sale was happening or not, before anyone knew about it. But when Vistra is looking at Ambit as, you know, how this transition is going to occur, which the sale has not concluded yet, there's still other things that have to be done regulatory-wise, and we've had lots of conversations with corporate on this, and everything's looking extremely positive for the future for Ambit Energy, that it is just an opportunity for us as the field to come together, to show up strong, and let them know that we're ready to rock. We're ready for them to, you know, invest in and make this opportunity even greater than what it's already been. I know they're already looking at ways of how they can expand this channel into developing their other markets, because the main reason why they're buying Ambit Energy is not because we're an energy company. They've bought energy companies. It's because of this channel. This channel has extraordinary value in the marketplace because we can go out there and do things quicker than anybody else. Japan's a perfect example. when Japan got launched, we didn't start with anyone in Japan. We started with all of the American consultants that were in the business that were active. And then we went out there and we built a business through our network of relationships and grew that tremendously to where now Ambit is, I believe right now, a top 20 energy company out of 400 licensed companies in all of Japan. So, you know, we've done some pretty extraordinary things from just in just about a little over two years in that country. And, you know, they see the kind of work that we do when we put our head down and we go to work and we're compensated well, and they want to see that grow and develop quicker than any of their other, you know, divisions that they have. So it's going to be an exciting time. But I will tell you this, Power Trip Scranton, Pennsylvania is definitely going to be a monumental event for Ambit, for the field to put on, especially for Vistra. There are still details that are being worked out of who's going to be representing there as far as it pertains to Ambit or Vistra. We do know that we will probably have a mixed group of executives up there. And, you know, the training itself, the leaders that are being lined up for this event, it is going to be a very intimate, strong, powerful training. And I know we've got leaders that are going to be driving their teams in from at least 12 hours away. So wherever you are, I'd highly recommend that you attend that event. You can go to ambitpowertripeast.com to get your tickets. I do believe the leadership breakfast is going to sell out soon. The lunch is going to sell out soon. They don't have an unlimited headcount that we can participate and just take on everyone that shows up the day of. So we do need to make sure we get that done in advance. So make sure you take full advantage of that. But Friday morning, the leadership breakfast, Friday night with the Q&A session, and then all-day training on Saturday. All those dates will be November. I'm in my head, November 16th and 17th. I've got so many dates flowing around in my head, so I apologize. But that event is going to be an extraordinary opportunity for us as the field to show how well we perform when we know that things are about to change. And everything that we've been told so far is, you know, we can expect incredible things to occur between now and simulcast and then going beyond simulcast. So right now, this is the time for us to take full advantage of the opportunities and the events that are in front of us and make sure that that we let our teams know that this is the direction that we're going. So I just found out that Scott is actually on the line, so we're going to go ahead and bring him on real quick. Hang on 1 second. Scott, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hello.
Can you hear me? You there?
I can hear you fine. Uh-huh.
All right, great.
I'm here.
How's the weather in Tokyo? Is everything okay?
Actually, we're getting a little more rain today. It two days ago, it was crazy. Yesterday was sunny, and we got a little bit more rain, but it's a lot better than it was a couple days ago.
Got it. Well, you know, you've got I would say a unique story and entry as far as in Ambit, just primarily because you were, you know, working for corporate of another network marketing company. You've done some consulting for other companies that were there in Japan. You've got a long history there of your career working in Japan. Can you just kind of give us some of the clip notes, a little bit about your background before you actually entered Ambit Energy?
Sure. I'd be happy to. First, I'd just like to say thanks to Richard and Mary for letting me be on this call. I wish I could be looking at everyone's faces as I talk, but I'll just give you a little bit of background. I am American. I was born and raised in the United States. I grew up in Minnesota and Iowa up north. And I moved to Japan in 1985 when I was 23, and I got my feet wet in this industry as a distributor with an American network marketing company. I had worked as an employee in the travel industry in Tokyo for about 6 years in the hotel industry and the airlines. And then I heard about this new company launching in Japan, and I heard that I could earn as much as I wanted if I put in the effort, then I could build a legacy for my family. And this all sounded really appealing to me. And I jumped in with both feet and I went to work. And things went pretty well in the beginning, but I quickly learned that this notion of recurring income that would last for years was really kind of unrealistic with this company. And, you know, the reason was that the product I was selling was not an absolute necessity. And people got into a financial pinch, you know, they would stop buying the product. In other words, they could live without the skincare or the supplements that I was selling. And so after 4 years of busting my tail with that company, I came to the conclusion that being a distributor in network marketing was just not for me, and I quit building with that company. And then a few years down the road, I was still in Japan. I was introduced through a friend to another network marketing company, but this time the company wanted some help entering the market, kind of on the groundwork, not necessarily being a distributor. And they asked me if I would help set up their operation here. And I thought to myself, well, if I can help on the corporate side, but I'm not going to be a distributor. Well, the decision to help that company led to a 20-plus year career as a Japan market entry consultant with an emphasis on the direct selling industry or the network marketing industry. In 2000, I moved back to the U.S. after 15 years here, and I finished the contract employee position with the first company I helped enter Japan. And then I contracted with another company for which I worked through 2016, and when life kind of threw me a curveball, June of that year, I was informed that my contract would be up at the end of the month due to stagnant sales in Japan with that company. So it was over the next 6 months that I was searching for my next opportunity. Do I go back to work for a company as an employee? I didn't really want to do that. Do I move back to Japan? Do I go into a different field? These are the kind of questions that I was facing. Well, January 2017 rolled around, and I was getting pretty nervous at that time. You know, my wife and I really began to pray fervently for direction and answers. I was really kind of in desperate need of a break. And I believe that, you know, God really answered my prayer in mid-January of 2017 when I found out that Ambit Energy was planning to expand into Japan. And I knew about Ambit's amazing growth, having been around the industry. So I went on YouTube and I watched Brian McClure's video, The Five Dynamics of the Ambit Energy Business. If you haven't seen that, I really encourage you to watch that. This made so much sense to me. So I received this gift from God right then and there, and I decided I was going to roll up my sleeves and get back in the business on the field side. I had a lot of friends in Japan that I thought would love to hear about this opportunity, so I went to work right away and started calling them. I know that's a little bit of a long background, but that's kind of how I got started with Ambit.
Now, Scott, you forgot to mention that you're like this champion racquetball player, and that's what kind of brought you over to Japan also, that you were playing there.
Well, I grew up playing racquetball as a kid, and I was fortunate to have made the U.S. team, the first ever U.S. team. In 1981, there was a competition called the World Games in Santa Clara, California. It's kind of like a minor league Olympics for sports that hadn't made it to the Olympics, and so I got to participate in that, and that's kind of how I first got in contact with Japanese. They had a team there, and I got to know the players, and they were just really interesting to me. And that was 1981, and then 4 years later, after a year out of college, I decided to go to Japan.
Well, I've had an opportunity to play racquetball with you, and I can definitely tell anyone that wants to play racquetball with you, they should leave their wallet at home.
No, I don't do many bets, but yeah, it's been playing racquetball. I mean, that was it's just changed my life in a lot of ways, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Scott, we've obviously worked together really closely while we were living in Japan, and a lot of people will say, "Wow, you had an unfair advantage because your Japanese is impeccable." And I remember hearing some Japanese people say, "Man, he sounds so ethnic, like he's a real Japanese person." But the thing that a lot of people don't get is, man, you have worked your tail off. You know, when that first year in Japan, when you were working the business, share with everybody kind of like, what was your day-to-day kind of schedule of what you would do to build your business then?
Well, I mean, I talked to a lot of people. You know, I realized that I take that back. It wasn't like talk to a lot of people. I showed a lot of people the business. I just said, here's a video, watch this video. I'll follow up with you, you know, and like to hear your thoughts. And I did a lot of that. I just, I planted a lot of seeds with people. And then when I found someone that showed interest, if they were close by, I would get together with them and you know, sometimes I would do a one-on-one presentation with them. Some of these people that had been kind of worn out in other opportunities, they saw just the video alone. I'm ready to get in, you know, and I would sign them up. But it was just, you know, it was just a lot of showing the business to people and not getting too upset when someone told me that wasn't for them. And then I would just move on and just talk to the next person and show them the video. And I just did a lot of that. But I moved around the country a bit because the people that got involved with me, one of them, Nishihara-san, lives down in Okinawa, which is way far from Tokyo, and he's in a non-deregulated place. So I didn't go down there. And he had a nice team growing in Kyushu down south, and that's way far from where I was. I was in the Tokyo area. My in-laws still live in the Tokyo area, so I wanted to kind of make this my base here. But yeah, I just did a lot of, you know, showing the business to people. That's basically what I did. And then Brian came over with me as well, and we would just do business presentations and some trainings. And those people that were interested, we'd work with them. And those that weren't interested, we'd try to get them as our customers, you know. And, you know, because you're building two things. You're building a customer base up of your own, and you're also then building a team. So when someone would say no to me, I would never take it personal. I'd never get upset about it. I would just kind of smile at them and say, hey, but you'd be my customer, you know, won't you? And I would just build my customer base up that way. So, but it was a lot of work and pretty tiring, but, you know, worth it. And at the same time, though, very, very fun.
So, you know, those first few months, you know, building over there in Japan, no one was getting paid. And then everything started triggering and everything. It was kind of just a haze and a fog. And, you know, when was the moment, though, because, you know, when you're busy, everything seems like it's great. But when was the moment in your ambient energy business when you realized that you made the right decision, this was it for you?
Well, that's a good question. My phone was ringing quite a bit. I had people calling me. I'd never experienced that before. I had people calling me. So I started to think, wow, this thing might really have some legs. And, I kept going and kept going. And as you said, you know, we opened in Japan on July, formally opened July 25th. There was a pre-launch before that where people could sign up customers, but as you said, they didn't get paid. So we didn't get paid until August 4th, I think it was. So I'll have to say when I got paid for the first time, that was a good indicator that I'd made the right decision. I didn't realize, you know, I didn't really understand the comp plan when I started. Ambit's comp plan, this coded plan, is something I wasn't real familiar with. So I kind of got it, but I kind of didn't get it. And what Brian kept, you know, hammering was just get people in and get them to jumpstart. Get them to earn the jumpstart bonus. And if you create a culture where everybody jumpstarts, you know, you're gonna make a lot of money. You know, you're just gonna make a lot of money. So just focus on the basics. Get them in, get them the jumpstart, and then get them to promote to at least, you know, get them to RC as quickly as you can. And then those that are serious about going to the next step, the SC, work with those people. And we just did that over and over and over until I was pretty worn out. But so to answer your question, I know this has been a long answer. I would just have to say when I first got paid, you know, then I realized, wow, this is real.
So you've obviously had a really great run with Ambit, and you've got a history being in direct sales. So you came in with some knowledge and preparation that some people don't have. But even with that, there's no way to really anticipate what you had, like what was going to come your way. You know, looking back at your ambit energy career. What is something that you know now that you had wished you'd known when you got started? Like, gosh, if I'd known that little piece of information, or something that you wish you could have changed?
Well, I just kind of talked about it. I wish I would have understood a little better the huge importance of the jumpstart bonus, earning the jumpstart bonus. You know, I think in the States, when you jumpstart, you pretty much get your money back. Is that right?
Yes.
Your investment back, I believe. Yeah. In Japan,
yes, in the States, it is.
Yeah. In Japan, it's because the bills are smaller and because the houses are smaller, you don't get all your money back. You get a part of it back. And I have to admit, I kind of looked at that amount of money that you get paid on your jumpstart here, which is 5,000 yen, about 50 bucks. I said, well, you know, that's nice, but that's not a big deal. But then I really realized more and more that it is a big deal. It's a huge deal because it builds your confidence. You get paid, okay? You get some money coming to your bank account. Ambit said, if I do this, I get this. And I got it. I did it, and I got it. They kept their word, and they paid me. And I realized that that was big. And I know some people maybe on this call will look at that first bonus and say, well, I don't really need that. I'll just make my money, you know, on the back end or whatever. And I want to emphasize the danger of that, because what we need to do as leaders is create a culture where everybody targets, everybody wants to get that jumpstart bonus. Because it's not so much, I mean, partially it's about you getting the bonus, but the bigger thing is you creating the culture in your team where everybody wants to jumpstart. Because what the jumpstart bonuses do, and this is something I didn't get in the beginning, jumpstart bonuses trigger leadership bonus. And so those people who are targeting leadership, they want to get to RC, to SC, to EC, to NC, those leadership bonuses are huge. They keep you going in the beginning. I kind of look at Ambit as like a hybrid vehicle. You've got your gas engine, and then you've got, which is not as fuel efficient, as your electric engine, which is the most fuel efficient. And you know, this gas engine are those weekly bonuses. They help you build momentum, get your engine going, and then when you get to a certain speed, your electric engine can kick in and carry you. And that's the residual bonuses. So to get up to that speed in the beginning, those weekly bonuses, which are based on jumpstart bonus one, are really, really important. So I wish I would have understood that a little bit better when I started.
That is actually gold that you just shared with us, Scott. And if you're on the call and you really did not get that Scott shared, you need to listen to the recording again and listen to it very, very carefully. Because if you're in a place, or if you've been in the mindset of, I don't need that jumpstart bonus, it's not that big a deal, or if you've heard a new consultant saying that to you and you've let it slide and not had them understand the urgency of getting their jumpstart bonus, then you've actually cut off your earning power in Ambit, because you're creating a culture where people are leaving money on the table. So it's really, really important that people get their jumpstart bonus, because that is the quickest and easiest way for anybody to get paid in Ambit Energy. And it really does solidify people's belief in the business. So very, very important. And I think you're absolutely right, Scott, that most new consultants or regionals or even young seniors don't understand the importance of creating that culture where people are driven to get that jumpstart bonus as quick as possible. So you sharing that really is gold. And if you don't quite grasp the importance of that yet, keep having conversations with upline leaders so that you really get that to your core, because that really is a game changer. So if you look, what's your best, I mean, that was golden what you said, but what's your best piece of advice for a new consultant, or even for someone who's feeling stuck in their business?
Well, I like the words of Dale Carnegie, which says, Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. These are really, real. That's really good advice. You know, sometimes if we feel like we're kind of stuck, we start thinking too much. You know, we got all these weird thoughts going on in our head, and humans, just, we think negative things. It's just the way we're wired. Most of us are. And So if we don't go back and you know, because when you're busy working and you're acting, you're doing those certain actions, showing the business to people, contacting people. When you're doing those things, you don't have time to think about the negative stuff, right? You're because you're busy taking action. So I just encourage people to go back and you know, get to work. I personally have a kind of my own daily routine that I like to stick to, and it challenges me. First of all, I wake up every day thanking God for all the people, opportunities, challenges, and future blessings that I'm sure He's going to provide. That's my first thing to do. You know, I don't care if it's raining out. I don't care if there's an earthquake going on or a typhoon. Thank you, God, for this day. You know, that's so important. And then I take time to read words of encouragement, something positive if I can. It's usually Proverbs from the Bible. I like to read Proverbs. And then the third thing I do, this is my little routine, is I do 50 push-ups every morning. And I don't do them necessarily for the physical benefit, although I feel great after I do them, and I feel like I've really conquered kind of myself. I do them because I don't like to do them. That sounds kind of weird, but I do them because I don't like to do them. And the reason I do that is because, you know, the things that I need to do for my business are often things I don't like to do. I don't like to go out to people because I might get rejected. Someone might say something. They might look at me weird. They might say, "Are you in one of those things?" You know, and those are the kind of things we don't like to hear because they hurt our feelings, right? So this push-up routine is really just me defeating something that I don't like to do. And that helps me start the day with, you know, I just got more confidence. I feel like I'm a conqueror. I can go out and I can push through all, I can slog through all the mess that I have to every day, you know, that I have to face every day. So, again, back to Dale Carnegie, just I believe if we take action, then we don't have time to think about the negative thoughts that slow you down and sometimes make people quit.
That is really good. I love what you said about why you do push-ups, because you hate doing them. It was funny, last week we had a friend staying with us, and I had worked out, and I came home, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, it's great. You feel great about working out. Do you enjoy it?" I was like, "No, I hate working out. I hate working out. Every time I go work out, I don't like to go." But it's nothing to do with that. It's all about the results. So I love that. You know, we got started late, which I hate, but I do want us to end on time. But before we do, is there anything else you'd like to share, Scott? I know a lot of people don't get to hear from you because you spend a lot of your time building your business in Japan, and you work really hard, and your team just loves you. But, you know, is there anything you want to share before we get off the call and before we wrap up for the evening?
Well, I would just encourage everyone to take a step back and look at what we have. You know, this is a real business. I mean, this is a bona fide, legitimate business where we acquire customers who need a service, who save money, and we build a team of people that do the same thing. You know, we're not filling people's garages with excess electricity, right? We're building a real business. And so I encourage people to really take some pride in what we have. You know, we really have a great business. You know, when I was involved with the consulting stuff, you know, I looked at all these different comp plans. I looked at so many different compensation plans, and I understood the compliance issues that go with the network marketing industry. And I realized that Ambit's business model is so strong. You know, Ambit pays consultants, you know, what they pay us is based on the acquisition of and the monthly bill payments of real customers that have no stake in commissions, right? They're just customers. So this is a real, you know, solid compensation model. And, you know, I think that the future is very bright for the company. I was excited about the announcements at Ambition this year. And I'm really looking forward to greater things, you know, ahead. And I really hope to have the chance to meet some of you at future Ambit event. So thank you very much for having me on the call.
Thank you so much for being on the call, Scott. I know it's a lot to juggle with your schedule, so we so appreciate your time. I just want to remind everybody on the call that we do have Power Trip tickets on sale. Richard talked a lot about that at the beginning of the call. You can go to ambitpowertripeast.com. It is going to be November 14th, 15th, and 16th. It will be a very, very exciting Power Trip. Richard and I are trying to iron out all the speakers, and we are super excited about the breakout sessions that we're going to have for senior consultants and executive consultants. We updated the agenda and the schedule, so make sure you go on there and check out the updated schedule. Lots of new speakers that we're going to be putting on the website over the next coming week. So just make sure you get registered for that. The price of registration will go up on site. So do not think you're going to register on site at the same price. So make sure you register online. And if you're not already registered for Simulcast in January, make sure you get registered for Simulcast. You can do that through your Power Zone. You can go to the Event Center at events.ambitenergy.com. But make sure you are there. I highly recommend you get to one of the live events or get to a watch party, but do not watch simulcast by yourself. There's something about being in the fellowship and surrounded by other consultants that will make all the difference in the world. So thank you so much, Scott, for being with us tonight all the way from Tokyo, Japan. So glad that, you know, nothing happened with the typhoon. So we were praying for all of our Ambit family in Japan. But I'm going to unmute the line so that everybody can thank you for your time, your words of wisdom, and say goodnight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.